the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I only told you, Fancy Brian, about going to the doc. Not so, you know, you'd have too much information about me, although now you do. But to say, you know, maybe I could have planned it better. I probably wouldn't have gotten a booster shot immediately before the show, because now I got a little bit of a ticker going on in my head. So, you know, if I feel a little under the weather, I'm just going to fall out of the chair and let you take over, Fancy. But
I got you. I got you.
And to try and close the thought on the other nice guy I met, and met for the first time, made a point to go meet a guy and seek his advice. And here was his advice, and we'll get to Joe Biden in a minute. He'll keep. But here was this guy's advice to yours truly. Love your wife. And I absolutely do. I got a beautiful wife. I lucked out big time. Love your job. And damn near every day, most days, the vast majority of days, I love my job. I mean, this ain't ditch digging, brother, is it? You know, we've got to have our days, but you know, when the computers all run like they're supposed to, love my job. Love my guys. You know what I mean? Love the people you work with. Enjoy the hell out of your workplace. Enjoy the camaraderie of the guys. And I certainly do. I got good guys. Fancy, Evan, a lot of them. And this guy loves to party, man. He loved to party. This guy, you know, we hang out for a couple hours and this guy's like, oh. And guy's got a bar at his work. And then he takes me to a bar. And this guy loved to party. And I'm like, is that part of it? And he's like, yeah, man, I love my life. He's like, I've never worked a day in my life. I'm like, well, apparently he just throws in a little day drinking at the end. But I got to think that cannot be my zest for partying with guys like this. It's the reason why I'm not as felt, you know, 215 like I once was.
Well, I was going to say, when you said that you went to your doctor and he didn't really give you a hard time, I'm like, this is Wisconsin, Crudy.
Well, I didn't tell him how much I really drink. Not the doctor. I mean, the buddy, the radio guy. Yeah, we had those talks, but
I'm
not
fully honest with my doctor. I just want him to know specifically so they have exactly what's going on.
Well, this guy was, I was pretty candid with the doc. I told him, you know, not as healthy as I should be. But I got to tell you, this new friend, this radio guy, you know, shared kindred spirit guy, he was a sharp guy. He's in his 70s. And he's a little bit of a loose cannon. And, you know, he was a good old guy. I liked him. And he reminded me, at least in a small way, skosh, of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's a good guy. He's a good guy. But sometimes Joe says things and gets a little out in front of his skis. And that's my concern today. You know, we already got this little thing going on. It's not like we're involved troop-wise militarily, but we're certainly involved financially. And the whole world's involved in what Putin's doing in the Ukraine, right? An act of aggression. And what has been our stance there? We're not going to get involved. Not militarily. We'll give you money. We'll give you support. Hell, we've been hearing stories about Green Berets on the ground for a long time. But they're just counseling. They're not shooting, we must assume. But Joe Biden took a differing tact in regards to China and possible aggression against Taiwan. And, you know, I'm not really down for a geopolitical show. That's not what I was hoping to do today. But, you know, let's just hear it from the president. You draw your own conclusions. Good old boy, Uncle Joe Biden, the man from Scranton. Let's hear the president. Cut number 10, please. A lesson for Putin.
Our cooperation has been particularly vital in organizing the global response to hold Putin accountable for his brutal war on Ukraine.
Yes, you got that part right, Joe. I think he's done a great job so far on Ukraine. The American people, less so. But, Crudy, I like what Joe's done. Let's hear more from the president. Democracy, hell yes, it works. Cut 11.
The Quad is showing the world that cooperation among democracies can get big things done.
Big things. Really big things. Not so much here domestically, but other places, they're getting big things done. And then he starts losing me a little bit on this next soundbite, but these are still the prepared remarks. Cut number 12, please.
I'm excited the work we'll do together on the Gateway Station around the moon and look forward to the first Japanese astronaut joining us in the mission.
Well, so we talked a little bit about the space race. Okay, important, I guess. It's a changing world, right? He apparently they're addressing with Japanese Prime Minister. But anyways, more Joe Biden. Cut 13.
In recent years, the alliance between Japan and the United States has grown stronger, deeper, and more capable as we work together to take on the challenges just as important as the opportunities of a rapidly changing world.
Let's keep going down the list, because there's a point where Joe got real newsworthy in regards to Taiwan, and we're almost there, so let's keep going. Cut 15.
I believe what Putin is attempting to do is eliminate the identity of Ukraine. The identity. He can't occupy it, but he can try to destroy its identity.
So then comes the question of Taiwan, and what would be the U.S. reaction if China, you know, it's supposed to be a one nation sort of Taiwan's part of China, if you believe China. But what if they enforce that will militarily upon the Taiwanese? What would we do? Well, Joe Biden was very clear. There would be a response, perhaps a militaristic response from the United States. We're not going to play it right now. We're going to come back to it. Fancy Brian, come on, man. I do this every day for a living. This is my life's work, my life's passion. We'll get there. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We're doing a chill. It's a Monday. Oh, no, Joe. We'll get there.
I think this situation absolutely requires a really futile and stupid gesture be done on somebody's part.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.